Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Shir number 93, Ches Mar Cheshvan Toshin Samech Tes, November 5th, 2008. We'll begin with the Yashar Koach to everyone for coming on a rainy night. The first night when we switch the clock, although it's only 9 o'clock, some people might think it's 11 o'clock. And we're going to pick up where we left off with our last discussion when we asked the question that the Gemara tells us, who is a man who will have a share in the world to come? That is a person who is soimech geula l'tfila, a person who connects Goel Yisrael and then begins immediately Shmoneh Esrei. We gave two reasons from Rabbeinu Yoina. The second reason, which Rabbi Yonah gave, in one word, why does this person have a share in the world to come? What did he do? We're not going to review the whole class from last week. Rabbi Yonah tells us, bitachon, trust in Hashem. When a person is davening with his feet together, his eyes closed, or he's looking in the sitter, moving his lips, talking to Hashem, he is saying, he is expressing, he is showing that he trusts in Hashem, he has the bitachon that Hashem can answer his tefillah. If not so, why is he davening? And that is the topic of tonight's shir, bitachon. The Hakdama, tonight's shir is titled Hakdama, the Shmoneh Esrei, the introduction to Shmoneh Esrei, and we're discussing tonight bitachon, trust in Hashem. Because in order to have a proper Shmoneh Esrei, we have to have proper bitachon, that what we're doing makes a difference. Our tefillah, our words which we say, makes a difference. And we start with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which we've discussed in the past. Gemara tells us, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about a case of two people. They were both sick, same sickness, lying in bed, deathly ill. Gemara tells us about another situation, two people who have a court case for committing the same crime. Gemara says that in both cases, the case of the people sick in bed, they both davened. One survived, and one did not. The Gemara tells us that in regards to the two who have the same court case for committing the same crime, one survived, and one did not. And the Gemara asks the question, if why is it that one person was answered and one person was not answered? The Gemara answers, Zeis palel tefillah shleima, nene, ze lo yispalel tefillah shleima, lo yinene. The one who davened a tefillah shleima, he was answered. And he survived, he recuperated, he got out of bed. Or another case, he came out with the court in his favor, he davened tefillah shleima. However, the other two, they didn't daven tefillah shleima. What is a tefillah shleima?
With bitachon.
Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says a tefillah shleima. It says one word. Niskavim. He had kavan. The two that survived, respectively in their cases, is because they davened with kavan. And the two that did not survive, It's because they did not daven with kavan. There's a question that has to be asked. And the Mashkiach of Lake would ask this question. We were zeichet to have him in our midst this past Sunday by the Achnas Sefer Torah. And when he saw Salman Shlita, he asked the Kasha like this. How is it possible that a person who is sick in bed, dying, or a man who has a noose around his neck, does not daven with kavanah? What else can he be thinking about? Stock market? That is the kasha. That is the question we have to deal with. How is it possible a person is dying and the only one to turn to is Hashem? Or he has literally a noose around his neck. As we mentioned in our last class, that even if a person has the knife on his throat, he should not give up hope. And who was this? This was Moshe Rabbeinu. So how is it possible? How is a shaykh that they don't daven kavana? To which he answered, because those who daven the tefillah shleima, they had the bitachon in the tefillah that it can make a difference. They believed that their davening can save them because they're davening to Hashem. The other ones daven also, but they didn't have that bitachon, the proper kavana, that the tefillah can really make the difference. Step number one, we'll call it step number one though, in our share tonight. Step number one, to enter into tefillah, into Shmona Esrei, into life, is bitachon. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one who we are davening to. And let me share with you a medrash. A medrash on Tehillim. A short medrash, but a very powerful medrash. The medrash says as follows. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Heviyoidim b'miyatem boichim. You should know, who do you trust in? Who is this power that you trust in? The one who created two worlds. With two letters. Shenemar is a pasuk in Yeshaya Chavav Dalet says, Bekah Hashem, Hashem, Tzor Elam. Because in Hashem is the strength of the worlds. Bekah, the Yud, and the Hey. Those two letters, Hashem created two worlds. Bekah Hashem, Tzor Elamim. Ha'ilam Hazeh, V'ha'ilam Hava. Hashem is saying, who are you trusting in? You are trusting in me who created Olam Hazeh. I created this world. You are trusting in me. I created Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh Nivra Behei. This world was created with the letter Hey. The Chaino Emer, it says in Parshas Brachos we had 2 weeks ago, Eile Tolda Yisashamayim V'horetz V'Yibaram. These are the products of the heaven and earth when they were created. Hashem created them with the hay. This, the world with the hay. This world was created with the letter hay. And the world to come was created with the letter yud. Lefichach, therefore, says, continues the Medrash, ki bekah, in the yud, in the hay, referring to Hashem's name, that's why we're not saying it, the full name. Ki beka Hashem Tzor Elamim. Because Hashem is the strength of the worlds. Hashem created the world. And that's who we are trusting in. A very powerful medrash. Medrash, which this concept, this idea, we knew before. It's not a chiddush. We know Hashem created this world. We know Hashem created the next world. But when we live our lives, and especially when we dive into Hashem, we have to internalize this concept that we are talking to the Creator of the universe. And as the Baal HaTanya tells us, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, that we whisper the words in Shemoneh Esrei, because it's like we are talking into Hashem's ear. We have that intimate conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every one of us. There is an unbelievable Kuzari, which I had to share with you. We're used to this idea that there is a day where during that time period we have to daven shacharis, and then we have to look at our watch. It's time for mincha. And then later on, it's time for maariv. Says the Kuzari, that's incorrect. That's not how it works. There is a day, and the day exists because, as Rav Chaim Freilander, the Tzaddik Levracha, says as follows, that the day is there to gear us up for the purpose of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. The purpose of the day is for Shacharis, is for Mincha, is for Maariv. Not that there is a day, and by the way, I have to go down Shacharis.